your voices as required by law and submit or present the data or documentation required by the Zambia Revenue Authority accurately and timely in accordance with the tax laws.
The main news bulletin brought to you by Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
A lovely good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Momba Tailash. The headlines. Ministry of Water Development calls for expanded access to water in peri-urban areas. Government commends Weva's project for strengthening WASH governance in Petaoke. And international headlines, Nigeria cancels mother tongue teaching in primary schools. And in sports, Solozi student wins 2025 FNB Visual Arts School competition. And now the news in detail. The Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Cornelius Nzovu, has called upon all commercial water utilities to redouble their efforts in extending water supply and sanitation services to peri-urban community areas that have for far long lived with limited access to clean and safe water. His appeal comes in the wake of four newly completed water supply projects delivered by the Molonga Water Supply and Sanitation Company Limited in Fulura's peri-urban zones under the Zambia Water and Sanitation Project with a total investment of 770,439 pounds. The developments are poised to improve the lives of over 20,000 residents living in Mukambo, Murundu, Minambe, and Zimba compounds. Engineer Nzovu acknowledged the deep-rooted challenges the communities continue to face and that decades of insufficient investment and inadequate infrastructure have left many peri-urban areas underserved. He emphasized that the new Dawn administration is determined to reverse the narrative by promoting inclusive, equitable development that leaves no community behind. Government says the WASH Adolescent Voices for Equitable and Resilient Services WAVAS project by Vision Outreach Zambia has made a significant impact in Petaoke district of Eastern Province. Speaking during a WAVAS project close-out meeting in Petaoke district, Administrative Officer Levison Ntama highlighted that the project's achievements reflect a strong commitment to improving water, sanitation and hygiene governance. Mr. Ntama acknowledged government's appreciation for VOZ's professionalism, dedication and commitment in leading the implementation of the important initiative. Vision Outreach Zambia Executive Director Henry Mlenga has emphasized the importance of addressing water, sanitation and hygiene wash issues while advocating for the inclusion of youth, women and persons with disabilities alongside climate change concerns.
The impact of anything that we are doing should remain on climate. So, we have even called some young people whom we want also to share some of the experiences. So some of these activities are targeting the young people. And if the young people are not empowered with information, then we are not doing our share. We have a policy where we interact closer with the young people and also ensure that these young people, most of these young people that they are doing, are taken for the facility.
Zambia has signed a $1.4 billion, 31-year concession agreement with the China Civil Engineering Construction Corporation, CCECC, to fully revitalize the Tanzania-Zambia Railway Authority, TAZARA. The announcement was made to the National Assembly by Minister of Transport and Logistics, Musewa Frank Tayali, who described the project as a transformative milestone for Zambia's transport sector and economic future. Mr. Tayali says under the agreement, $1.17 billion will go towards initial capital equipment and full railway rehabilitation, while $238 million is allocated for periodic reinvestment to ensure long-term sustainability. He says the project includes complete rehabilitation of the 1,860-kilometer railway line from Dar es Salaam to Kapirimposhi, a new fleet of 34 locomotives, 760 wagons and 16 passenger coaches, construction of a state-of-the-art logistics and inland dry port in Kapirimposhi featuring bounded warehouses, cargo consolidation facilities and customer service, and transformation of Kapirimposhi into a regional logistics getaway. He unveils that the rehabilitation works will begin immediately and are expected to be completed within 3 years once operational. Freight volumes are projected to grow from the current 400,000 tons to 2.4 million tons within 2 years and to surpass 3 million tons within 5 years. Government has commended China Machinery Engineering Corporation for supplementing its effort in improving education standards through the donation of school items to Katangwe Primary School in Mavumba Chiefdom. Speaking during the handover ceremony on Thursday, Luapula Province Permanent Secretary Prudence Chinamakangwa says government values the gesture, describing it as a timely act of corporate social responsibility that will enhance learning conditions for pupils in the rural community. Mrs. Kangwa says the donated